Hi, guys. Welcome to Best Friend Energy Unpacked. I'm Clea.
And I'm Joanna.
If you didn't hear our Tuesday show, go check it out. We got to talk with the amazing Bobby Burke. Bobby is, of course, the designer on Netflix's Queer Eye. He also has his own design brand, and he's coming out with a new book called Right at Home, How Good Design is Good for the Mind. It was such a fun conversation, so make sure you take a listen. On Best Friend Energy Unpacked today, we have a new book coming out this fall. And even though we are just back from our Summer of Fun tour, we are getting ready to hit the road again for our new book. So we're going to tell you all about it. And of course, we'll take some DMs. But first, a quick break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, we're back. Joanna, let's tell everyone about our new book, Stay Organized.
Let's do it.
So what was the inspiration? Do you want to talk about that?
I was going to say the inspiration is all the people that say, I tried to get organized, but I cannot stay organized. It does not work for me. I just don't have the muscle in my body. I can't do this. Your systems are beautiful, but I don't know how to maintain it. So we are here to debunk all of your theories. They're bunk. Your theories are bunk.
How do you not hate the word bunk?
I hate it.
Well, then why did you say it?
I don't know. It just fell out of my mouth. Sometimes the use
yuck. Ew, woof.
I was waiting for woof. That's my
debunk.
Favorite.
Debunk. I mean, yuck. Wow.
No, okay. It's awful. We are here to disprove all
we're
of
here
your
to tell you you're wrong. You're wrong. And we're going to tell you why. This book is also for people who don't even want to try and get organized because they are sure they won't be able to stay organized. So again, we're here to tell you guys that first of all, you absolutely can get organized and you don't have to be afraid of staying organized because once you actually put in the effort and put in the work, these systems are pretty turnkey and we can show you how to get things back from being messy, which is not a problem. Things will get messy.
Yeah.
And how to put them back into the right order.
And so, it allows you to build for your own situation, which is what I love the most. You know, no situation is the same as somebody else. So this allows you to be honest with yourself and figure out what's going to work for you for the long term.
Yes. And you know, that's what this book is all about. We also took some new liberties with this book. We have like before and afters. We have process photos. We have tutorials. You know, this isn't just a book that is all about the pretty end image, which our first two books do really show the end of the project. This really shows a lot of the dirty work, you know, a lot of the beginning, a lot of the middle. And again, we're going to show you how to do our process, not just how it looks at the end and the end result, but like really what it takes to kind of put things together and get things back in order.
And we are so excited for you to take this practical advice and tell us how it works for you. Cause I really, really believe anybody can do this.
Yes. 100%. We're so sure of it. We built an entire business around it.
That's
so
correct.
Yeah, you guys can trust. First of all, if Joanna and I can do it, you guys,
anybody,
come on,
you anybody can do it. Can do it.
We're not rocket scientists over
no.
here, okay? We're just not. We're just a little annoying. And I think we took our obsessive nature and we channeled it into good. And that is what you guys are going to be able to do too. So let's talk a little bit about the process of writing this book because it was really different than the first two times. The first two books was just me plugging away at a coffee shop. So it was a kind of a one-man show. Joanna helped with the editing, but I really wrote the books and did the photos. It was like, it was a lot.
It was crazy.
And this time around, I was like, guys, I have cancer. I can't do this. I'm sorry.
No.
It's really hard. I didn't think I could write a book, to be clear. It was just, you know, we were just us back in the day. And, you know, it was... Who else was going to write it? Like, you know, it was either going to be Joanna or it was going to be me. And I'm a little bit more of a writer than Joanna. And we have a rule at the Home Edit where if you do one thing, even somewhat well, all of a sudden you're the expert in that field. So like Joanna, when we first started this business, she had like started a business before. So she had filled out like a contract before or something. And I was like, okay,
so you're the exact process to do. Right?
Okay. I was like, great. You're the lawyer and the CFO. Yeah. Like you can do all of that. And, you know, and I became like in charge of marketing, social and things like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of the division of labor that we've always done.
Well, you did an excellent job. And I can say that because I didn't write it. I only helped with the editing and you nailed it. Clearly the New York Times
agrees. I appreciate it.
So, you know,
I appreciate that. This book, though, a real team effort. And
very much.
Our incredible team. They helped with photos. They helped with writing. We did a lot of extensive editing for this book. And I was actually, I was about to say it's funny. It's not funny at all. I was in radiation, but I got COVID during radiation. So I actually did have a decent amount of time to like sit at home and work on this book, but I did not have the mental bandwidth to do this one without everyone else. So a huge, huge, huge hat off and thanks and kudos to everyone who worked on this book. I can't even name them all, but you guys know who you are.
Huge team effort. And we had so much fun collaborating with you. You know, we obviously were integral in the process, but we absolutely could not have pulled this off without this group.
Yes. So the book writing process was really collaborative this time. And I think that that really shows because you get a lot of different perspectives, so much different imagery. We shot all new imagery for this book, which was really exciting. Our first two books, we really used our archive of photos. Of course, we shot a bunch of new stuff, but it wasn't entirely brand new photography. And this, we really like achieved quite a bit with this
it's
book
a gorgeous
and the photos
and
that we use.
Really smart book, and we can say that because we had a lot of help, and I'd just like to say that
I am so proud of this one.
Same.
I think it's super helpful. So just to kind of reiterate what the different books are about. So the first book is really, you know, it's called The Ultimate Guide to Getting Organized because it is, you know,
it was the first book. Right.
It's the first book, and it's everything you need in the first book. It's space by space, room by room, everything from a wire shelving pantry to a huge walk-in pantry to a cabinet pantry, so that when you're reading the book, you can at least attach yourself and feel familiar with a type of space that relates to your home. In the second book, The Home Edit Life, we really dug deeper and talked about the things everyone
right.
owns.
You have to address the things. And we could do a much deeper dive in the second book because the first book was like an overall book, like here's how you start.
And this really came down to, okay, so let's say you have hobbies. Let's say you're a chef. You do this for work. You have kids who are school aged, whatever it is. And we really showed all of the items that come along with that. If your kids play sports, if you're a knitter, I mean, we really walked through all these different types of spaces with a whole bunch of things in it. And, you know, that's a lot what we get asked. It's like, how do I store these items?
Sports,
so that's what we tried to achieve in the second book. And again, the third book is going back to the first where you really go room by room and it's, okay, what happens when these systems fall apart? What happens when all of a sudden I walk into the playroom and now it's a giant mess? Does that mean I'm not still organized? Absolutely not. It means that you need to get your systems back in place and shape up the room, which is what this book is all about.
That's right.
Anyway, we're super proud of Stay Organized. We hope you guys love it, use it, earmark it. You know, we love when we do book signings and we see all these post-it notes throughout the
Nothing's
book.
Nothing's better. I love a
so
post-it.
So happy. Makes us so happy to see really use it. So book tour, we are planning that right now. We're going to have a bit of a phased approach with the book tour this time. We're going to do a little bit at the beginning, and then we're going to kind of do spurts throughout maybe the next several months. We're really excited to, you know, see you guys and sign your books and answer your questions and take pictures and all of that. We will be all over the place with this book. We couldn't be more excited and can't wait for you guys to get your hands on it. Speaking of, you can get your hands on it by going to thehomeedit.com/book. You can, of course, search for it on all your favorite websites. You can visit your local booksellers. A lot of them have pre-order links as well. All of the independent stores, I'm sure, would so appreciate your business. So you'll be able to find our book anywhere you want to look. You'll be able to find it.
And then we need to hear your feedback. So please, please write in and let us know what you think.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Okay, next up, we have to talk about women ruling this summer, because I feel like last summer we had a lot of like hot girl walks, hot girl summer. This is about like women ruling the world summer. Uh-huh. So I think it's really important to discuss. It's really been the summer of powerful women. As we're reading this right now, I think news came out yesterday that Barbie is now the number one film that Greta Gerwig directed, a film that is now the number one female directed movie of all time. So that is a huge, huge accolade. It's a huge, big deal. And you know, Barbie is now a billionaire.
The world is ready for this, I really think.
Yes.
On all fronts.
Yeah. So there have been three really female-led productions that has actually been credited boosting the U.S. economy, potentially even saving us from a recession.
I mean, fact that three women can do I mean, I'm not surprised that three women could do this, but the fact that it only took three women.
You know, women are efficient, and
yeah,
we can do a lot of things. You know, the thing about these women, and we're going to talk about them, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and of course the Barbie movie, you know, we don't mess around. I feel like it's like we don't need to dabble in 100 million things. We're going to really target ourselves, focus our energy, and like bust it out. And I think that that's what happened this summer. So let's talk, of course, about Miss Taylor Allison Swift.
I know.
Because you know I'm always here to only talk about
Taylor
Swift.
Well, you are the Taylor correspondent, you know.
I'm wearing my Taylor Swift Eras Tour t-shirt.
I mean, clearly you're always wearing your Taylor Swift Eras Tour shirts.
I have a lot of shirts, so I just want to be clear that I'm not always rewearing the same one. But I do have like every version of the shirt and sweatshirt.
I've seen you most days this summer, and I will say that out of seven of the days that I've seen you, you're in one.
Yeah, I love them. It's me feeling my most female powerful self.
Okay,
and
you're helping the U.S. economy. I'm here for it.
I am. And also, I like to match my 12-year-old.
Well, you know, there's something for that.
We're always in these. And just wait until the fall. Wait until hot girl fall. And I'm in my TS sweatshirts all the time.
Those too, because we traveled and it's cold on airplanes.
But you're going to see more of them. Just brace yourself. You're going to see more of them.
I'm here for them. I'm here.
So Taylor Swift, she is about to be at the end of her first leg of the Eras Tour. She just announced some more dates. So the tour is continuing. And of course, she announced worldwide dates coming up. So don't worry, the rest of the world. She's going to save your economy too. You know, she's going to be like saving things out in Switzerland and Spain. Like she's got us all covered. I mean, what an incredible tour de force performance.
There.
It doesn't get old. It's amazing. And, you know, if you think about it, it's not just the money that she's making on the show.
Know.
You know, it's hotels, it's tourism, it's restaurants,
no,
it's apparel, it's merch.
Incredible force. It just shows
yes.
you that anything is possible in this world when you are so, so focused.
Famous. No.
Yeah. And famous.
When you are Taylor Allison Swift, it's just everything is so possible.
But I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, she is a in fact, human, you know, when you really think about it, the fact is that she was born just like everyone else and then had this career. I mean,
I know
she's not the first person to be famous that has changed, moved mountains, but like,
no, I'm just kidding. But yeah,
no, but I'm just thinking about how honestly inspiring all of these women are that we're talking about.
It's amazing. Her tour has been unprecedented, actually. So, I mean, it's broken all records. Another female record breaker, Beyonce.
I mean,
I've seen Beyonce in on tour two times before.
And you know, I told you this before. You know, I have too.
I know. Yeah. Seeing Beyonce in concert is the most amazing experience. She puts on such a show. And it's actually a really different show than Taylor Swift. Like, you know, it's two different type of performers, and they're playing these, you know, huge stadiums, and I don't know. I'm proud, as though I've had anything to do with it.
I know. But that's how you get. That's your personality.
It is. I do. I feel like immensely proud, and like they need me to be proud, but I feel a part of them.
Yeah.
I do. Well,
you've supported them.
I have. And then the Barbie movie, like we mentioned at the beginning.
Yeah.
Greta Gerwig. I mean, she, the world that she created with Barbie.
And I feel like movies are not like living their best life right now. Like theaters are not, I mean, I know this summer they have been because of this and a few others, but the fact is that theater has been kind of not doing great for a while.
Well, this changed everything. And you know, there are not that many movies that have crossed the $1 billion mark. It's like the $1 billion club is pretty, you know, intense to get into. And again, the fact that, like, I don't want to gloss over this being like, oh, the number one female directed movie. I mean,
no,
I don't care who directed it at this point. It is a phenomenon that is absolutely broken records all over the place. We're all living our pink era. Look at you with your headband.
I know. I'm here for it. Wait, did you know that it caused the search for Birkenstocks for women to increase by 346%?
I'm going to be a part of that number. I could always use a new Birkenstock. But I just like loved it. I feel like the color pink is like, you can't even buy pink things right now.
No, I know that it's like they sold out of pink paint and like, universe. That's right.
That is, I mean, we've always loved pink, of course.
Always.
But like now, I mean, I am so excited because all of my pink things in my closet that I have collected, honestly, from having breast cancer, now I'm like
right.
Barbie times breast cancer. I'm on trend forever.
Wow. You really are.
I feel really good. You know, all my pink like suits and things like that.
You have so much pink.
I have so much pink. So I'm just, you know, I'm going to be living my best life. I mean, I just feel like this whole trend over the summer with everything from the shows and the movie, it's just like amazing. Like certain things, like again, pink items being sold out everywhere. Michael's stores, you know, Michael's with the crafts and everything like that. The demand for beads so exceeded what they had because everyone's making friendship bracelets at the Taylor Swift show and trading the bracelets.
Oh my
gosh. All of a sudden, small like the plastic beads with like the letters and the, all of a sudden, no one can keep them in stock.
Wow.
It's just so, it's
I love that.
Right. Like all these little tidbits that have been sprinkled in. It's just amazing. So, and speaking of the $1 billion club, actually, Taylor Swift has broken records by selling over $1 billion in ticket sales alone. I mean,
I just can't even fathom that.
That's amazing.
Unreal.
For Beyonce, another unbelievable woman and performer, she is estimated to break Taylor's record and bring in $2.1 billion.
I can't even picture what that looks like.
And for Beyonce, she actually kicked off her tour in Sweden, which caused a rise in the country's inflation rate. I mean, imagine having like, and imagine affecting someone's like GDP. You know,
no.
I mean, crazy.
Only Beyonce.
Nail salons and beauty shops are seeing triple digit percentage increases leading up to Beyonce shows. I 100% believe that. I'm sure like the same thing with Taylor Swift. I'm sure like, you know, again, all the beaded bracelets, but sequins and feather boas, I'm sure.
I just love how these like other economies are picking up off of such, you know, one person. It's incredible. Yeah.
It's amazing. And for the Barbie movie, not just an uptick in Birkenstocks, but it's also contributed to the financial success of more than 100 of its promotional partners. Think of everyone involved in that movie. All of these, you know, Taylor, Beyonce, and Barbie, they are all part of the $1 billion club, which is just phenomenal. I mean, amazing. Proud to be a woman, really.
Same.
Yes. So basically, these women are the reason we're not in a recession right now. And I think
hats off,
ladies. Yeah, hats off. I think they deserve all of our gratitude. Okay, our first DM is from Sally. If you could give a TED Talk on a subject other than organizing, what would it be?
Bagels.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Not saving the world. Okay. So
no,
just...
I don't know how to save the world. I know about bagels.
Bagels.
Do you know how to save the world?
I think organizing is a start.
No, this is not about organizing.
All right, fine. We don't have to try and save the world. I guess if I wanted to give a TED Talk on something, what would I give a TED Talk on?
Taylor Swift.
No, I feel... I don't think these are TED Talk topics.
Okay.
I think we have to... figure out what a TED Talk is. I would say I could give a full TED Talk on rules for travel engagement. You know, like how to go about airplane travel in a way that is civilized, respectful.
Not wearing shorts, like that kind of stuff?
All sorts. Yes. Like, don't take your shoes off on an airplane. Don't stick them on the armrest of a neighboring passenger. Yeah, I think travel rules and regulations could be a big one. Honestly, I could do an entire TED Talk just on rule following, on all the different rules that I think people don't follow.
I could have some chapters. Follow. I know it's not a book format, but I could come in for some segments on rule following with like the IRS and stuff and how I want to make sure to check every box and legal rule following.
I think rule following in general.
Okay.
I think that there are a lot of rules. They're out there for all of us, you guys. They're out there to be followed and to make our world better and our lives better. And I just think people aren't following them enough. So yes, rules.
Okay.
Rules of engagement overall.
I think I could also do one on how much fun patterns and fabrics and wallpaper can change your day.
So pattern play. You're gonna do a TED Talk on colors and patterns.
Yeah.
I buy that. I'm not attending, but I buy the...
thank you for being honest and not supporting my TED Talk.
Yeah. No, I mean, I support you. I just like, it's not for me, but I support you in it. I could do an entire TED Talk about daylight savings, but I just, again, I don't know who would attend. But that's,
I'm not attending that one. I'll tell you that.
You're not? Okay. No. I feel pretty strongly about it, but...
I know, but I don't need to listen to a couple hours of that.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay. From Lucy, my son is starting middle school. He now has to bring a laptop, gym clothes, books, supplies, so many things to school, and they change every day. What tips would you give to moms who are trying to teach their kids to be independently organized?
Oh.
Well, Lucy, this is something Joanna and I are dealing with our own children right now.
Yeah.
My daughter, she's starting a new school this week for the 7th grade. So everything feels way more intense and ramped up and serious. 6th grade, for some reason, just didn't feel as intense as starting the 7th grade feels. So yes, we are dealing with all of it. Joanna, how do you manage?
I think everyone needs to be, you have to help them set themselves up for success. So I would have all of their items that they need nearby so that, and organized. So either shelves, lockers, some sort of system in the morning that everything is grab and go and ready to go. And so, and you can see what's missing. So if they need to bring their computer, there's a place for their charger. There is literally a labeled spot for every single item so that you can just make it easy in the morning for them. And then they can keep the system in place.
Yes, I think what I find is really helpful is there are designated spots for all of their items and there are home bases. So again, everything needs to be packed in their backpack the night before to bring to school. Anything that does not need to be transported from school to home needs to stay in their locker. The last thing I ever want to hear is that they can't find something. So everything, again, if you're working on something, fine. It can be on your desk. The second you're done with it, it needs to be in your backpack. And I really encourage the kids to toggle back and forth between their backpack and their locker in terms of where everything is housed. My daughter, my son too, but you know, he's in the 4th grade, so it's a little different in terms of what he has to bring. But my daughter's cabinet in our mudroom is where all of her things go. So her backpack lives there. So it's not out on the floor, but nothing should really be outside of her backpack. It's
right.
Just,
but if you,
it's
if
going
you need
to get
extra,
lost.
Like say soccer clothes or whatever else to bring. I like to keep those also ideally with the backpack so that they're easy and ready to go.
Any kind of like external gym bag, duffel, anything like that should also go next to the backpack. Last year, my daughter was in band. So her flute and her flute case and all that like stayed next to her backpack.
Yeah.
But you know how it is in the morning. The second someone can't find something, it's hysterics.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything needs to stay really siloed. And again, their locker, I would really lean into it and make sure, you know, it's organized and, you know, you're utilizing it to the highest capability. I went and organized Stella's locker a couple of days ago, and I used acrylic dividers for her notebooks, for her books, her school books. I have a pen caddy in there, hooks for her backpack. You know, I just think it makes all the difference. And if they can't find something in their backpack, they left it in their locker. So that is also about independent organizing. They have to really be accountable. No one's doing the checks for
them.
And
they should
help
you set up the system so that they're invested.
Yes. Totally. And ask them what works best for them. You know, like
we always
say the organized system that works the best is one that you can maintain. So if your kids are kind of telling you how they go about their day, like what period Jim is, you know, are they changing at school? Are they, you know, wearing shorts under their skirt or, you know, whatever it may be. I think all of that really, you know, lends itself to how you're going to organize things. Okay. All right. That is it for this episode. We have a brand new episode of Best Friend Energy next Tuesday. Of course, we always want to know what's going on with you. So DM us at Best Friend Energy on Instagram or TikTok, or visit us at bestfriendenergypod.com. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Being a mother has its challenges. You have to constantly grow and adapt as your baby does. And while our kids aren't diaper age anymore, we remember a few tricky years with diaper obstacles like blowouts.
Oh, yes, I remember. Not to mention getting diapers on active babies. And you and I both know once your baby starts moving, the adventure really begins.
That's why you need Pampers Cruisers 360. A lot of people think Pampers Cruisers 360 are just for potty training, but from my experience, it's actually the best diaper to use as soon as your baby's on the go.
It doesn't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, it has a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband, which is a great hack to keep your baby from taking their diaper off, which, if you've ever experienced, can lead to chaos. And as you know from the home edit days, if we care about anything, it's organizing messes and controlling the chaos.
And it really stretches with your baby for a comfortable fit so your baby can move freely.
It also makes it so easy to change a wiggly baby who's on the move.
Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new blowout barrier are available in sizes 3 to 7 and come in adorable new prints.
The best part is that they are hypoallergenic and free of elemental, chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex.
As mothers, we know how important it is to count on a great diaper. So for trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash.
Redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Redeem Pampers cash, no cash value.